Welcome to the Lingerie Lowdown podcast, where we ignite your passion for lingerie and empower you to feel fabulous. Are you ready to be inspired, delighted, and informed? Well, you've come to the right place. We believe that style has no boundaries. Age, gender, body shape, size, or ethnicity. Everyone deserves to look good and feel great. Get ready for a whirlwind of informative chats about lingerie and the brands we love. You can also find us on YouTube, Rumble, Instagram, and Twitter, or come join our website.
Hello there, everyone. I'm Danny.
I'm Miss Beth Rain.
And you are watching or listening to our Lingerie Lowdown Prosecco podcast. But we're not drinking Prosecco shakes. I've got to drive.
Yes, so we're drinking tea. It's a miserable day, so it's like a tea day.
It is a tea day.
Yes.
I drank all the drinks last night. Yeah. I'm not really feeling like I want to drink Prosecco today.
I think you'd probably have a sniff of Prosecco today and be drunk again.
Probably. So we are going to talk about 2023. And I can't believe how quickly this year has gone. Like, I feel like I went and did a horror convention on the weekend, and I felt like I only just left the last one yesterday or something. It was like, I feel like nothing, you know, I'm just back here and it's all the same. So yeah, best bits, worst bits, 2023 roundup.
I feel like I've blinked and missed 2023.
It's gone quick. I can't remember what I did for New Year. I don't think I did anything last New Year.
I don't think I did either.
I think I went to my mum's for Christmas, and I think I drove back before New Year, because I kind of like to start my year, like take the Christmas tree down and start the year just fresh after Christmas. And I like to go to the gym on New Year, and then my gym was closed until like the 3rd. Rude. So that's really annoying.
Rude. My gym's really good. They sort of open all the time. So I think they'll be back open like the day after. I think I'm not even sure if they're open Boxing Day, actually.
I feel like they should be.
Yeah.
Because people want to exercise off the turkey.
Yeah, exactly. People don't, not everyone wants to sit in, do they, and just eat a load of food and get fat.
And I think like New Year's, like the New Year's resolutions and everything, and people kind of want to hit the gym. And it's like, if they don't do it the first, if the first isn't like it, like if the first is on like a Wednesday or something and they don't go on the first, they'll be like, oh, we'll just start on Monday. So that knocks them out for those whole weekend.
I kind of think you've got to hit the ground running, especially if you've made resolutions. I think you've got to hit the ground running on Monday, on the first, because otherwise it's very quickly like, oh, I'll start it next week.
And then it's happens.
July.
That's basically how this year has gone.
Yeah. Do you make resolutions?
Sort of. My resolution, and I still can't do it, but literally since I was a kid, was to be able to do the splits, and I've never been able to do them. So I'm like, right, I'm going to do the splits this year, and then I don't try.
Is 2024 going to be your year?
Maybe, yes.
I feel like 2024 is going to be your year.
It should be, but
yeah.
I had like a weird year. So obviously the first part of the year, I was still living in London, and then I literally turned 40, upped and sold my apartment, moved 5 hours north to the seaside, and then found a boyfriend. So it's like all of these new things this year. It's all just very odd, but I'm still in between houses at the moment, so I'm staying with my friend while I wait for my new purchase to complete, which is probably still going to be another couple of months. So I've been a bit of in a limbo since August, really.
Yeah, it is limbo, isn't it? Especially when you're not in your own space with all your own things and... Because I suppose most of your stuff's all packed away.
Yeah, so I've got a tiny little bedroom with a single bed in it. And yes, really, it's even a single bed. And I've got some furniture in there, and I've got some furniture in his bedroom. And then I've got, like, his loft is full of my stuff, his shed is full of my stuff, and my other friend's garage is full of my stuff. And all of my plants didn't even fit in the house, so I've had to put plants in another friend's house as well. So decorated his house with plants. I'm like, I'll take them when I move.
I think that would, I'd hate that. That's such a limbo thing, isn't it? Moving is stressful anyway, but sort of you've half moved, haven't you? And then you've now got to do it. You've got to do the other half. Yeah. So,
and I've put most of my winter clothes are all packed up, and now it's winter, and I'm like, I don't really need my beach clothes now, because I'm certainly not going to be, you know, in the sea right now. But I just, it's like, and I moved in spider season. So there's so many spiders. I'm like, living in London and like my apartment's quite high up, I literally had about two or three spiders in the whole 16 years I lived there in the place. Like, I've never
really
had spiders. Yeah. And then, you know, there's that horrible spindly ones, like the little tiny little bodies and the long legs, and they kind of
hate them.
But there was like, I had loads of them in my room, and I think where he'd never used to use my room for anything, and the wardrobe's got the boiler in, so it's probably warm in there. And I'd like wake up in the middle of the night and turn the light on, and I'd be like, another one on the ceiling. And so there's me getting the hoover at 3 a.m. stuck outside. And then one day I woke up and there was like one of those massive black, like the house spiders or like the horrible ninja spiders. There was one of them, and then hoovered that up, and then I looked and one of those other spindly ones was like coming down. I was like, I can't cope. And I was like literally gonna try and borrow my other friend's cat because it likes to eat them. So I'm like, I'm gonna borrow the cat.
Ninja spiders.
Yeah, they run fast, don't they?
Yeah.
Like, yeah. I think I'd probably prefer your tarantula. I can't even say it. Because they're sort of slow.
And they're big, so you know where it is.
Yeah, it's that's a bit more like a creature.
Yeah, and that was always my thing. It's like, that's big enough that you know where it is. Like, those spindly little ones, that could sit in your hair. Like, when I had my hair curly, that could probably sit there for a week and I probably wouldn't notice.
I wouldn't notice. Yeah.
You could just move in.
I don't like them. So yeah, I've been dealing with spiders. And then I found this, like, house with a garden. I was like, I don't know if I want a garden now. Like, I really wanted a garden. And then I moved up there, and I'm like, I don't think I can cope with a garden, to be honest. I'm not sure I can cope.
You don't want all the extra wildlife.
No.
Yeah.
Did you spray the pineapple gold?
Yes, that's the pineapple.
I was like, is that the pineapple?
Yeah, I sprayed it gold. Yeah. Sorry, behind the camera is a pineapple that I took out of Danny's when she moved. And I sprayed it gold because it was silver.
It was silver, yeah.
Yeah.
I never thought to do that, you know. But
yeah, I just spray painted it. I spray paint everything.
It looks good there. I don't, because I've probably get it in the wrong place and then get high accidentally.
Well, to be honest, most of the gravel out in my garden is various different colours. Yeah. There's a neon pink patch, there's a gold patch. You can see what I've been spray painting.
I did spray years ago, my ex sprayed my coffin down in the car park where I used to live, and there's like a coffin shape like on the floor of the car park where it sprayed it black. And I did spray it in my friend's garden. I had like a plaster cast stuff, and I did my boobs and I did my bum, and I sprayed them gold. They're actually in my friend's shed at the moment.
So your boobs and your bum are in your friend's shed?
Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah, but I'll find somewhere for them. I don't know how to mount them on a wall. I poked like holes in the end. I need to like hang some chain or something. And
Or fishing line, which is see-through, so they'll just look like they're floating.
That is a good idea.
Yes.
Yeah. That's what I'll have
to
do.
Just a pretty face.
That's what I'll have to do.
I've had a really quiet year, probably the quietest year in some years. Mm. But actually, like, I haven't worked very much. I injured my knee in March. So yeah, it's been a really quiet one. Not massive changes. Like, you've had huge changes. Not anything like that. I would say maybe shift mental health changes, but nothing hugely. Well, injuring my knee was pretty major because it was at one
that
point.
That took you out for ages, didn't it?
Yeah, and there was one point where I was thinking, oh my God, I'm going to have to dance again. Which are priorities, obviously.
Yes. Don't worry about walking.
I don't care if I can't walk. I don't care if I can't walk, go to the gym, whatever. If I can't dance, my life is over. Yeah, so that was a bit of a nightmare because I was rehearsing for a burlesque show and I taught myself this bit of choreography where you do knee slides. And I was knee sliding and my whole kneecap just went round the side and back again.
Oh, that makes my knees cringe, the thought.
But it didn't immediately hurt. So I stood up and was like, oh, okay, it's fine, and jumped on a chair. And it's only when I jumped on the chair that I then thought, that's really not fine.
Oh.
And then I came home from the gym and I come home and I had my breakfast and a cup of tea and stuff. And I sat here for a while and it just went, oh. And I was like, okay, this is probably worse than I think. When I went to A&E, and I kind of thought I better go to A&E because we were only 2 weeks out from the show, and I thought if I let her down quite close to it, finding someone to replace me is going to be difficult. Mm. So I thought, right, I'll take myself off to A&E and see. And the dude put it in a metal brace so I couldn't even bend it, and was like, "You are not dancing anytime soon." And I was like, "Can I wear heels?"
I remember you coming to London with your knee in a brace. Hobbling down the street.
Honestly, it was such a ball ache. I had to go to a convention as well, a supernatural convention in Brighton, And I wasn't going to bother going because of the brace. And I just thought, oh, no, I paid for it, I'll go. Getting on and off the train was a nightmare. Yeah. Then they cancelled one train and I got stuck at a station. Oh, then I'm trying to get to my hotel. And then the hotel that the convention was at, although they said it was accessible, it really wasn't. So trying to get anywhere, and obviously the convention room was up the flight stairs.
Oh, no.
Trying to get anywhere was a nightmare. And in the end, I would just literally try and crawl on all fours without bending a leg up this flight. It was the most unattractive convention ever. I spent a lot of time rolling around the floor and just like crawling places. Yeah. And I was just like, what am I even doing? But it was like, it was either that or I just sat in, do you know what I mean? Yeah. For months on end. So
how many new tattoos did you get this year?
Oh, God, loads. I've had loads actually this year. I'm not trying to think. Because I've had Medusa on my arm. That's new.
Medusa. Oh, I thought you said a juicer.
Yeah.
And a tattoo of a juicer.
Yeah. Nutri Ninja.
I was like, fair enough.
Fair enough. You like juice that much. Yeah, Medusa's new. I think my hands were done this year. My fingers, anyway. Mm. I think my quotes were done this year.
Was the cat there before?
Yeah, he's been there a while. Loads on my knee. So my...
Oh, what's in this new knee piece?
So that's new this year. The Xbox controller, the pussy pineapple.
Rude.
Octopussy. Disco snail. The cobweb. That's really new. Halloween pumpkin mushrooms. the scorpion, yeah, there's quite a few on this leg has been added this year. That was new. And this was the leg I was never getting tattooed, so that's gone drastically wrong.
Yeah,
you've had new tattoos this year.
I have had one this year. I've had this one.
I really like that.
That one. It's a little bit crusty and shiny and crusty. So we went to Edinburgh and we got like almost matching ones, but he's got...
I was going
to
say, did you get matching
tattoos? Yeah, but he's got like the moon... Like the sun bit coloured in, and the moon's like,
oh, not. Nice.
Yeah, but we were going to get them about this big.
Yeah.
And then the guy was like, no, you should definitely have them bigger. And then they put the transfer on his arm first. And obviously, his man's got like bigger man arms. Mm. And I was like, well, that looks massive. I don't think that's even going to fit on my arm. And then the guy was like, well, come through, I'll show you, I'll do it on yours. And I was like, it's too big, too big. And then he put it on. I was like, oh, yeah, actually, it's good big. So yeah, we had them done in Edinburgh last week.
Nice. So did you plan on getting matching tattoos? Or?
Yeah, sort of. But we were going to get them done somewhere else. And then the guy was like, he'd gone in and seen them. And the guy was like, yeah, come in or ring us up in the morning. We'll tell you what time to come in. And then the guy called in sick. So we were like, oh, what are we going to do today then? And we just decided to get the train into Edinburgh. So it's like, like an hour or something. And then we went to this place called Macca's Mash Bar. And it's like, they just basically do loads of different things, but with mashed potato. And it's like, they do the most incredible vegan haggis. And then downstairs, they've got a mushroom farm with like all fluorescent neon paints and stuff. I'll show you some pictures.
Oh my God, that sounds amazing.
So we went to the mushroom farm. And then we just wandered around and just saw a tattoo shop. And we were like, let's just go and see off the off chance if we can get a walk in. And then we did.
Oh, that's amazing. Yeah. That was meant to be then.
It was meant to be.
I see. I believe in fate. That was definitely meant to be.
Yeah.
Have you had any amazing work highs this year?
I don't know what I've done. Like, this year's literally gone by in a flash, but I still can't remember what I've done.
Yeah, I'm the same.
I've done a few films. I did a little short film in actually like 10 minutes down the road from me, so I actually found some work in the northeast. I think I see you Bloody Mary.
Yeah.
So that was fun. And I just did a film in Derby called One Night Rental. I directed a film this year, like a little short piece called Dragon. So that's, I guess, a high. But, I mean, that just seems so long ago now, but I don't know.
That's still a high.
Yeah.
Have you had any lows?
Not really. Like, I'm in a bit of a limbo at the moment because of, like, the moving things. I'm staying with a friend and I'm a bit like, I'd started my holistic business doing like crystal healing and the Reiki and all that kind of stuff. And I was obviously getting a few clients in London, but haven't really been able to restart that up north because I haven't got anywhere to treat people.
Yeah.
So when I move, I'm actually going to have one of the bedrooms set up as just a treatment studio. So that will just be there all the time.
Yeah.
And then I'm going to have another bedroom set up as a photo studio. So I'm just going to have backdrops and I'll have a sofa bed in there so I can lingerie low down.
Yeah.
Stuff in there.
Nice.
And then obviously if anyone stays, I can sleep in there.
Yeah. That's the dream, isn't it? To have
two of you stroke me at the same time.
Yeah. Have double strokes, please.
We've got such a long time.
Yeah, that's the dream really, isn't it? To have a room just set up. Yeah. I often dream of that, but that would mean getting rid of so much of my stuff.
And the room was lovely.
Enjoying the podcast today? Before we continue, have you been searching for the perfect lingerie, hosiery or more? Look no further. Lingerie Lowdown is your impartial consumer champion with over 8 years of experience in reviewing these intimate essentials. We've got you covered, or should we say uncovered? With over 10,000 full-length video reviews from over 750 brands, you'll find honest insights and discover hidden gems. Use promo code DIGEST10 when you join our website to get a 10% discount on your membership at www.lingerielowdown.com/join. Let's get inspired together. Now, back to today's podcast.
I'm going to think if I have any highs or lows. I don't think I have any major highs because I haven't worked that much. Saying that, actually, recently I had a shoot that really pushed me out of my comfort zone. So it was a photographer I wanted to work with for ages. We got together and he works completely different to any other photographer. So rather than, so you know when you're in a shoot, you like a pose, they take the photo, move pose. He doesn't work like that. So the way he works, he wants you to continually move and he will just keep taking shots.
But then I feel like I'd have some really weird shots.
It was difficult to get into, I must admit. And in the end, I was like, you're going to have to put some music on and you're going to have to put a playlist of mine on so I can try and get into this. And yeah, you do get a lot of weird shots because you're continually moving. But equally, he did get really cool shots that probably no one else has got because they're not poses I would have normally been doing.
And
he really pushed me out of my comfort zone. Like, he put my hair in a way that I would never have it, dressed me in a way I would never be shot. And they actually, I was not hating it because normally when people are like, can you be really feminine and floaty in there?
You're like, no.
Wear florals. And I'm like, no, I can't, actually.
That is not what I do.
Yeah. But it was like halfway through the shoot when he suggested it. So I knew that we were already getting some good stuff. And I was like, right, okay. And we did it. And I was like, okay, I'm not hating it. I'm not hating looking feminine and pretty.
I've not done that many shoots this year.
No, I think modelling's, I don't know about you, but I think modelling's been really hard and really slow this year for a lot of people. A lot of people I've spoke to across the industry and varying different levels have said they've found it hard to get work and it's been a bit of a slog and it's been quiet.
I did do a cool shoot in this place in Newcastle. It's called Prohibition Bar. It's like a burlesque cabaret style bar. And the guy who shot me, his friend owns it, so we had a room upstairs, which is really cool. And he does, like, he makes, like, you know, like slides, projector slides. He makes slides with like different patterns on, and then he shoots you. So that's the shadow. So he had like a spider web over me. So I was like naked, but like he covers everything. Yeah. That was really cool. So that was a fun shoot.
I see that, and I really like them. That was a really cool shoot. I did really like that, I must admit. Yeah, so that was really cool. That was really pushed me out of my comfort zone, which was nice. And then obviously at Halloween, I actually managed, after many months, to get back on stage. And I performed, and my knee did not die on me. So I managed to Channing Tatum up the place.
Oh, yes, you did a...
I did my Magic Mike act. But I changed. We changed it a
Magic
bit.
Rain.
We changed it a bit. So the three of us went on stage. We started off as dressed as Ghostbusters.
Right.
And then we all did a bit together. And then they went off the stage and I went into my Magic Mic act. And normally I don't do it with a paw, but I did it with an ectoplasm paw this time, which was neon yellow and it got in my hair. Yeah, so I pulled ectoplasm.
So I'm like thinking the paw, like you have paws.
Okay, if you want dog paws, that's up to you.
Mixing up all your words.
So I poured ectoplasm over myself, which was interesting because it was neon yellow.
I actually want to do a shoot, a Ghostbusters shoot, and I've got a tub of the green slime, like kids' slime.
We have to do this.
Yeah,
because
I need to get an outfit, like someone's outfit. Yeah,
I haven't got an outfit, but we have to do this.
Yeah,
I have got a boiler suit with a badge on because I went to a Supernatural Fiction and Dread Stop as a Ghostbuster, but we have to do this.
Yeah,
this would be really cool.
I actually got asked to do a this like game show thing where they put, they slime you, but it wasn't paying me enough money for me to travel to where it was. It was like in Leicester. It was like 3 hours from me.
I think I've seen them. There's quite a few of the photographers that do that, don't they, where they gunge you.
Yeah, but this is like they ask you questions and they gunge you. So I did a shoot years ago where actually they did it, but it was with like beans and stuff.
Oh, God.
And I hate baked beans. So I was like, tin spaghetti. That was worse. I don't really mind the gunge, but it was just too far away for...
No, I don't think I could deal with that. I'm not a big fan of mess.
No.
I definitely can do food. I could probably just about stomach slime, but I don't think I could do food. I'm not very good with stuff like that. But yeah, so I managed to get back on stage. The knee held up, which was good. And then I drove home, come in my house. I had wet shoes on because it had been raining. Walked into my kitchen, slipped on my kitchen floor and did the other knee.
Oh, no.
And I was like... Are you actually kidding me? but luckily I've been for an MRI. They've MRI'd both, so if there is any damage, I'll know. But yeah, it's still not right now. Actually, I was in bed the other night and it's so sore just to even turn over, and I was just like, "What is happening?" The old lady knees—they're just giving us too many years of dancing,
maybe,
and dropping down onto them and not taking care of them.
Yeah,
I wear knee pads now, but I don't. I never used to.
I've actually got knee pads for roller skating, which I never roller skate, but I bought them because I like the thought that I might, and the roller skates just live in the shed. With the knee pads.
I like the idea that I might one day.
Like, I bought tap shoes because I like the idea that I might start tap lessons. Never happened. I've had the shoes for about 6 years.
I've just recently sold a couple of pairs of skates because they just sat upstairs, and I was like, what am I doing? Just start getting rid of some of this stuff.
My friend actually, the other day, someone cancelled on him going to gym. He came in my room and was like, do you want to go to a skate park? I'm like, are you mental? It's like the northeast of England. It's November. It's freezing. The skate park's right next to the beach. It's cold and it's going to be full of like teenagers. Like, I can't really skate. I can go forwards and then I have to crash to stop. I don't know how to stop. I can sort of get around corners. I can't go backwards.
See, roller skating, I used to roller skate when I was young, and I've still
got to solar skate.
No, I went to Winter Gardens in Yarmouth. Oh. It's not a skate thing anymore. I don't even know what they're doing with that now. And I used to go there every weekend, and I've still got the skates upstairs that I had when I was like 15. But I haven't done it for so long now. And I used to be pretty good, but I'm not sure I would be now. And it's one of those things, I'm with you. I'm like, I like the idea that I'm going to pick it back up.
Yeah. But at the moment, I feel like I need like a bum pad. I fell on my bum. And I hit my coccyx, and I got up and then I just like passed out. Like, obviously, I hit a nerve or something. Yeah. I can't see it. And I fainted. I'm not a fainty person. That's like one of the two times in my life I fainted, both through injury. The other time was I literally stubbed my toe, and then my little toe just broke and went that way. It was like a right angle toe. And then I looked at it and I fainted.
Oh, God. It was horrific. I think that's enough to make anyone faint. Yeah. Oh, no.
Yeah, that's the two times I've ever fainted. Like, I'm not a fainty peasant, but so I think I've got fear of roller skating. Like,
yeah, I've got a friend who can ice skate, and we thought, okay, I can roller skate, she can ice skate, let's teach each other how to do it. I cannot ice skate. She's tried to teach me a couple of times, and then I took her roller skating and she fell on her bum, and she had her key in her back pocket.
Ooh.
And she had a key shaped on her bum for weeks, and I think since then she's just like, you know, I'll stick to ice skating.
Yeah, I went ice skating last year, like at Christmas in Greenwich. I was doing quite well, and then I got a little bit overconfident because I was like going quite fast and I was like managing, and then I went splat and the ice was quite wet, so I was absolutely soaked. And obviously it's December, so it was freezing.
Yeah. So do you think you've had any highs and lows of lingerie lowdown 2023?
Ooh, what favorite thing that I've reviewed this year, probably the What Katie Did leopard print set that I got for Christmas.
Yeah, do you know, it's funny because I got two sets and I said on both of those reviews that that was the best thing he'd ever sent me. And they were both Playful Promises.
My birthday one was good as well. That's Playful Promises.
Ah, I haven't done my birthday one yet. I need to do my birthday one. I haven't done that one yet. But yeah, the two that I got for Christmas were definitely high. Mm. And I said on the review, they're like the best things he's ever sent me. I was really, really chuffed. Oh, that's interesting. We both are both best things.
I mean, to be honest, if something comes from Playful Promises, 9 times out of 10, I'm going to like it.
Yeah.
That kind of style.
Yeah, like, they do lovely stuff, don't they?
Pin-up-y.
Yeah. I think we've had some really good podcasts this year.
Halloween was funny.
Yeah.
We've never seen you so cross. Yes. Each item she was putting on, she was getting crosser and crosser. I look stupid. I cannot wear all of this. I look stupid. I was like...
That was definitely a low point in my lingerie low-down year, I would say, was I felt like an old bag lady. I felt like the bag lady of Halloween.
I think that's just how I dress a lot of the time. It's like a bag lady. So, sorry, not too long. So,
But I think we've done some good podcasts, haven't we? We've had some really good laughs doing podcasts this year, I think, definitely.
Even when I was moving and I literally didn't have...
Yeah, we're just laying on the wooden floor.
We didn't have a bed or a sofa. My furniture had already gone. We just had to sleep on the blow-up mattress.
Yes.
And then every time one of us got up, the other one
just pop off.
Did we end up sleeping on the floor in the end? Just we gave up on the mattress.
We went and slept downstairs on the lounge wooden floor, didn't we? Yeah. So we were just like, yeah, that's better.
One of my highs, which I've talked about this actually, because I was reviewing at my friend's house and we rescued a kitten. So one of my friend's colleagues found a kitten in a bag in a park, soaking wet.
Yeah.
And we basically peer pressured one of my other friends. I couldn't keep it because I was moving and my friend I live with has got a dog that doesn't like cats and he doesn't like cats. Mm. So we peer pressured one of my other friends to have this kitten. I ended up living with me in London for a week and then he came and collected it. But she actually lives now near where I live, so I can see it all the time. So that was a high, because we've managed to home a little kitten.
Yeah, save and rehome her. Yeah, that's amazing.
And she's so lovely. Apart from when you're trying to do a review and she's trying to kill your Christmas tree, and then I would stick her outside, she's meowing at the door, ruining my reviews, and then she's like, just up to no good, basically, or running around the floor, scuttling, and then I was like, and if you can hear bells, this is the cat, it's now playing with Christmas decorations.
I think I'm like that in nearly all of my reviews. If you can hear this, it's the cat. If you can hear that, it's the dog.
Yeah. And this one's quiet while it's licking me, so.
Yeah, he is being quiet at the moment, which is, he's just being, giving you a wash, but... Yeah. I think a major win for me this year, well, getting my MRI, because that took ages. And actually, this is a really weird win, and I'm not going to dampen the mood, but I finally got referred to Psychiatry UK for an ADHD screening. Ooh. So that's a win, because I've been fighting for this since January and it's just happened. And last week I got the text message from Psychiatry UK saying, we've got your referral. So that's a huge win, because, I've been fine since January to get that. Right. So, yeah.
Why do you think you've got ADHD?
If you list any symptom, I have it.
Do you have it? Everything?
Yeah, like I do really struggle to focus, pay attention, get things done, finish literally anything. I do have a struggle with emotional because it presents itself differently in adult women and in women in general than it does in men and boys. And all the studies have been done on men and boys. So a lot of the time when you've got ADHD as a woman, you get misdiagnosed with either bipolar or BPD. Because it's so different and people just assume that it's a hyperactivity thing, whereas in women they rarely get that symptom. So it's more of a emotional dysregulation. Basically with ADHD, your brain doesn't make dopamine how a normal person's brain makes dopamine. So how a normal person will get joy and happiness and dopamine released from doing even the simplest tasks, when you have ADHD you don't get that. So it's really difficult for you to do simple tasks and simple things and find pleasure in doing things, because your brain just doesn't release the dopamine like it should. So and to be fair, this is not something I even thought I had, but I did have a couple of counsellors that said to me, I think actually you should go and try and get screened. But as an adult, they just don't really want to help you, because they kind of see it as you've lived all your life with it, you know, you're getting by. So we don't really want to do anything. But I finally got through to a doctor who was like, yep, no worries, I'll privately refer you. So that's handy. So that's a bit of a win, because, you know, that's only been since January. It's now November.
Yeah, that's probably quite quick these days. I've actually joined a new doctor. I felt really grown up. Like, I was like, I'm doing like grown up tasks, like joining new doctors. Not that I ever go to the doctors, but I was like, I better join in case something happens.
Yeah, just in case.
Just in case.
That's an adult. That's definitely adulting.
Yeah, but I haven't joined a library yet, because I don't know what ID you need. Like, do you need a council tax bill? So I'm on the council tax, but haven't sent a new bill. So I'm like, I don't have my name on, really.
Oh, God, yeah, you probably do, actually.
My bank statement or something, but...
Yeah, you probably do need something like that to join the library.
Yeah.
Oh, I started my furniture business.
Yes, you did.
I started my home studio business in recent weeks. Started taking more photos. So started shooting Tash as a photographer. So I've got a photography page as well on Instagram.
Have you?
Yeah, I just, this is the thing. I'm so bad at saying, hi, I do this. Would you like to see? I'm so bad that I just, it's there. There is a photography page there, but I just rarely post anything. And like the house, I was umming and ahhing about doing that. And Tash was just like, just do it. Yeah. The furniture thing, I was umming and ahhing about doing that. And someone else pushed me to do that. Honestly, I'm just so bad at doing these things. I have all these ideas. So yeah, I suppose there's been... Away from modelling and reviewing, there's been a few sort of little wins and things I've done and stepped outside my comfort zone.
Yeah.
What are your plans for 2024?
I don't know. That's probably a whole other podcast, isn't it?
Yes, that is.
How long have we been doing this one for?
How
long has this one been going?
Yeah, well, we have been talking for nearly half an hour. So, yeah. Okay, so what is your roundup? Best moment, worst moment?
Best thing is just, like, moving north. And then finally, kind of... just peaceful life by the sea.
Yeah.
And it is amazing. Like, being at, like, doing a gym that's, like, literally at the beach. So even if it's cold, I still see the sea every day.
Yeah. It is nice to see every day.
And it's, it's just so, it's different. It's, like, just a different pace of life. But, I went back to London last week and it was nice for a day. And I actually, for once, I thought getting the tube was a bit of a novelty, which I never thought when I lived there. I hated it. I was like, I'm on the tube. And I was actually happy about it. And I went and did, like, London things. Like, I went and got Vietnamese food because there isn't really anywhere up north that I can find yet. And then I went to the British Museum for the mummies and just did a touristy day.
Would you ever go back? Now you've gone, would you ever go back?
I don't think I'd want to live in London again. I think probably I could have moved a lot sooner than I did. But I've always felt like I wasn't quite finished.
Yeah.
But now that I've moved, it's not like I can't come back. So
that's the thing, isn't it? Like, you're only ever a train or a car ride away, aren't you, really?
Well,
I always find it weird that people don't...
A flight from Newcastle to Heathrow would be easier. Like, this time I was driving around all over the place. Right. I drove straight to East London, then I had to drive to Windsor, and then I've driven to Norfolk, and then I'm, like, driving back. So,
yeah.
But, yeah, next time I'll just fly, I think.
Is it expensive?
£80.
Oh, God.
Which is costs in petrol anyway.
Just do that, mightn't you? God, yeah. That's pretty much a bargain.
Yes.
I'll have to come to you next time.
Yeah, when I've got my place.
And you can show me around.
Yeah. Probably as in the spring, it's a bit cold at the moment, like that.
Yeah, I bet. Yeah. Bit bracing. There is a couple of photographers I'd like to work with. So there you go. My first thing for 2024 is I'm going to actually make it up there because there is a couple of photographers want to work up there, and then I can see you, and then Mr. Londre Lowdown can send us some reviews. It's been an all right year. I'm going to be 100% honest. I'm not going to be 100% honest. I'm normally one of these people who goes, it's fine. And my whole house could be burning down around my ears. And I'll go, yeah, it's absolutely fine. It's not been the best year. It's in fact, so a couple of years ago, my mum died. That was a really crap year. Then I had two really good, busy, amazing years. And then this year's been pretty shit. But I think now where I'm at now, I'm ready for a new start and a new year.
But I've got dog spit bubbles on my hands.
And you're covered in dog spit, so
so I'm ending the year well.
Thank you for joining us for today's episode of the Lingerie Lowdown podcast. We hope you've enjoyed the ride and are feeling inspired to embrace your unique style. Remember, we release new podcast episodes every Wednesday and Saturday. Don't miss out on the twice weekly excitement that awaits you. So until next time, keep expressing your confidence and celebrating your beauty. This has been the Lingerie Lowdown podcast, your ultimate source for style, passion, and empowerment from the world of intimates and more. You can find us on YouTube, Rumble, Instagram, and Twitter, or come join our website. Stay fabulous, and we'll catch you soon.